William Morrow and Harper Audio present Dream a Little Dream by Susan Elizabeth Phillips, performed by Anna Fields.
Chapter 1. The last of Rachel Stone's luck ran out in front of the Pride of Carolina drive-in. There, on a mountainous two-lane blacktop road shimmering from the heat of the June afternoon, her old Chevy Impala gave its final death rattle. She barely managed to pull off onto the shoulder before a plume of dark smoke rose from beneath the hood and obscured her vision. The car died right beneath the drive-in theater's yellow and purple starburst-shaped sign. This final disaster was overwhelming. She folded her hands on top of the steering wheel, dropped her forehead on them, and gave in to the despair that had been nipping at her heels for 3 long years. Here on this two-lane highway just outside the ironically named Salvation, North Carolina, she'd finally reached the end of her personal road to hell.
Mommy?
She wiped her eyes on her knuckles and lifted her head. Oh, I thought you were asleep, honey.
I was, but that bad sound waked me up.
She turned and gazed at her son, who had recently celebrated his 5th birthday, sitting in the back seat amidst the shabby bundles and boxes that held all their worldly possessions. The Impala's trunk was empty, simply because it had been smashed in years ago and couldn't be opened. Edward's cheek was creased where he'd been lying on it, and his light brown hair stuck up at his cowlick. He was small for his age, too thin, and still pale from the recent bout with pneumonia that had threatened his life. She loved him with all her heart.